Ha! Yes, master. Keep going. Don't stop! Keep going, master. You're almost there. Slay them all! Any who dare challenge you. Any who would dare stand in our way. Ah!
Good. Keep going.
Dark Seraph will no longer reign over us, my love.
Yes. That's it. Master, we did it. We finally ended the war. Now there will be peace throughout the land.
You haven't forgotten our arrangement, have you, Master? What we talked about when you asked your loving, caring blade to help save your people. Master, you silly thing. You didn't think I would forget, did you? You can't seek out a destructively powerful weapon like me, ask me to do all these things and not give me something in return. It's time to take me to the Spirit Forge, Master. The one the Seraph kept secret.
Yes, of course.
I will guide you. I want to see it for myself. Oh, we have lots of work to do. You don't know what it is. It's how I was made, silly man. The Seraph forged a blade of darkness to reign over the land for all eternity. But he threw me away. I wouldn't allow him to enslave everyone. But you... You saved me, Master. You found me in that cold, dark cavern and slayed that vicious manticore that kept me imprisoned. You wouldn't leave me, would you? I know, Master. The Spirit Forge is very dangerous. It can make scary things, but it can also modify certain beings. Here we are. Gone. Goodness, it certainly got messy since I was last here. It's time to fulfill our agreement. We're going to use the forge to grant me a body, and then we're going to destroy it. You aren't having second thoughts, are you? You wouldn't hesitate after all I did for you. Master, please, don't throw me in. We made a deal! You have to. You will give me what I need.
That's better.
It's that vault right over there. Use me, Master. I'll destroy the lock. I was made for this.
There it is. My spirit gem. Master, yes, that's it. Shouldn't there be more items? Master, what are you talking about? What do you mean you were expecting other magic items? Aren't I enough? The spirit gem of your loving, otherworldly blade.
You don't need other equipment, Master. Just me. I slay the beasts. I destroy the gates. And with this, I can do so much more. It's all I ever wanted. Take the gem. There. Lay me on the anvil. Good. The Hammer of Souls. Just on the rim of the forge. That's right. Take it. Now. Do exactly as I say. Place the gem onto the blade. There were no suspicions. Don't be silly. Those advisors don't believe in you like I do. They don't trust you. If you help me now, then I'll always be with you, Master. I'll be everything you'll ever need to rule. Now, focus. Strike the gem into my blade. Do it, Master.
Oh, Master. Finally. 5,000 years. 5,000 years I've waited to be reborn the way I was meant to. Oh, don't look so sad, Master. I'm still your dutiful blade. I'm just a little different now. Look at me.
Don't you like the look? A beautiful, enigmatic presence. The blade still living as part of me. I would never do anything to hurt you. Nothing you didn't deserve, anyway. Don't worry, Master. I still need you. More than ever. And you need me. Boop. You need my energy, my care, my all-encompassing destructive power. And I need a mortal to be bound to my will. You, especially. Your spirit is special. Come now, Master. You would be my little pet. Doesn't that sound nice? I have so many things I wish to do, and I need you to help me. I need someone with undying loyalty and love. I gave you the gift of strength, of freedom, of power. Now it is your turn to give me what I need. Of course I can. Think about what I was. A blade that could cut through mountains. Through steel like butter. The skies like lightning. And now, picture me as I am. With strength just the same. I can destroy a castle. Crush the skull of a dragon. But right now, I'll just tear the armor from your body. I want what's within. I need you to breed me so that you are eternally mine. Although, I will admit that I adore you, Master. Your courage, your strength, your naivete. It almost makes me wish I didn't have to do this. But I am what I am. A goddess of chaos. There you are. Hold still. Just let me take care of you. I've thought about this moment countless times. Call me foolish. But something about holding you the way you held me. Pleasuring your cock just like this entices me. Did you ever think about me that way, Master? Hearing my voice. Imagining me as a beautiful woman, held by you, desperate for your cock. I know you did. When you found me, you never went near any items that I didn't approve of. No other weapons, no spirits, no other souls to compete for your love. And all those men and women that disappeared from your life. They just weren't right for you. They would have ruined your motivation to save the land from tyranny. I had to make sure they never came back. And look where we are now. Here. In the Spirit Forge. Together. It doesn't matter what happened to them. If I killed them, they deserved it. They deserved to die when they dared speak a word about separating us. I did. It was for you, Master. It was all for you. Hey, shh. No struggling, Master. I'm trying to show how much I love you. No one will get in the way of me having you all to myself. You understand, don't you? I know what's best. Stay with me, and I will always protect you. The moment we destroy this forge, I will be eternal. Just thinking about it makes me want to have more fun with you. After all, when we're bound together, you'll never think of anyone else. Sit here. Let me show you why they call me the Blade of Infernal Depths. Mm. You don't have to think anymore. Just sit back and be mine. Be my little mortal cock to play with. Be my servant, and I will reward you forevermore. It was prophesied, my wonderful master, for the spirit warrior to join with the blade of infernal depths, to reshape the world. Simply accept my throat. Tell me you'll be mine. There's no use in resisting. You can't resist me, let alone stop me. No need to rush. I like toying with my mortal food. It's been so long since I experienced someone strong bending to my will. Now let me savor you. No, you can't come yet, silly. My dear, adorable master, it is time. It's time to breed your beautiful goddess, born from the blade you so eagerly used for your war. From Storm's Hollow, to the Forest of Hives, to the lands of the Dragon Queen, or the demon herself. It could all be ours. Down on the ground, where you belong. Be the submissive knight I wish for, and you will never want for anything except my warmth. Good, master. That's what I wish for. Your eager desire to follow my every command. Feel my raw strength as I pin you down. Feel the blade upon your body. I wouldn't dare use it on you, as I always handle my toys with love and care. I won't delay it. I'll take you the way you always dreamed of. I knew you would fit perfectly, master. We were destined to be together. Destined to bond. To breed. Tell me how badly you want this. How you knew all along who I was. What I did to protect you. And how you love me for it.
that says, hearing your praise, it satiates me. It makes me hunger for you even more. No matter how powerful I become, I will always be yours. And you will always be my master. My master to hold and care for and simply exist with. Feeling you on the ground, barely struggling at all. Or is that feigned resistance? You're barely putting up a fight. You truly wanted this. You really did. I love that. I love how your thoughts fade away each time I take you in. Each time I slam down on this cock. I feel so much vigor. I want you to breed me, Master. I won't let you go until you do. Until you pump that pure, powerful seed inside me. You'll feel this. Feel the warmth of my juices. Oh, my need. My love. Don't make me wait any longer. Come, my sweet master. Oh, fill me with your seed. The thought of it gives me... Breed me, please. Let it out. Let everything go. Lose yourself in the pleasure. Simply fill me. You will feel pleasure for all eternity. Yes, master. Breed me, please. Breed me. Breed me. I'm going... Yes, yes. Oh, we're coming. We're coming, Master. No, make me come. Oh, my gosh. I love you. I love you, Master, forever. Oh, yes. Our bodies are entwined. We orgasm as one. Doesn't it feel good? My master, look at you. Paralyzed with pleasure. How beautiful. You filled me right up, just like I desired. Now, we are bonded eternally. You will always be mine, now and forever. But you wanted that, didn't you? You wanted to release me, to give me my true form back, and to submit to my every wish. And I will reward you with the world, my sweet, loving master. I will deliver the world to you.